In many cases, a criminal mind will justify their actions as righteous no matter how heinous or deranged they may be. Human beings generally view themselves as good people, and the brain can go to great lengths to create justification for actions that go against normal standards of morality. In this case, Hayes believes himself to be a force of good, even as he distributes the parts of his victim to oblivious junkyard dogs. He believes himself to be protecting the community and righting a wrong that happened to his family. However, rather than taking a healthy approach of supporting the victim in his life, he's chosen a path of vengeance. Let's see how this plays out. Hayes's lack of respect for everyone in his life can be seen as the kindling, which has now raged into an uncontrollable wildfire of narcissism and nonsense. Hayes's use of odd sayings, such as him earlier saying his respect would be better used on a goat, is just another manifestation of his schizoid delusions. Hayes believes people know and understand his idioms when in reality no one understands what he means. Hayes is incredibly self-centered, only showing empathy for minor aspects in his life which he likely uses to help fuel his self-image of a good person. His sister was the only minor tether he had to a sliver of normalcy. But he is now fully degenerating into a parody of a human being. It's unclear at what point Hayes will be satisfied with his killings. In reality, it's unlikely that he would ever be satisfied, as these murders are coming from a place of immaturity. His refusal to seek help, empathy, or other proper channels for dealing with his family's trauma means he will continue to lash out without helping anyone's emotional state. While he views the killing of child predators as just another community service, he is a highly disturbed and dangerous individual, and his bloodlust can easily turn on others he views as lesser. Hayes's chance of peace and smoothie time may never come.